This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I don't think fans should spend all their time thinking about which team has more money or how much they're spending. We should talk about players and who we draft and who we're developing. And I just think it becomes a big narrative that's a distraction. The other part of this is, and a little bit frustrating at times, is, you know, we've invested more in the team and the ballpark and the neighborhood than any other owner out of their pocket in baseball. Like, we came out privately financing all the renovations at Wrigley, everything we do around Wrigley Field, you know, roughly $1 billion. And no one has that kind of financial commitment to their team. And so so when I have a fan come up and say, hey, you're cheap, or open your wallet or something like that, I just think they're just misinformed. And it's just the wrong way to look at our ownership.
That was the message Tom Ricketts was getting out there at the Cubs convention. A little too defensive in terms of the messaging. It's funny, we talked about it the other day, Groats, trying to explain some of the finances of the league. And I think we came to the conclusion it's not necessarily a winnable argument for Tom in terms of the public to try and place where the Cubs are towards the top of a second tier of well-to-do teams, but not quite at the level of the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Mets, and maybe the Yankees.
Right. They're not mega. They're not the mega market spending money on every single thing. The only mistake that Tom Ricketts made there, and maybe he's right about all that, but yeah, to call the fans misinformed,
yeah,
like, and unfortunately, I mean, we've taken a couple calls. Nobody's really listening Tom's message.
It's not working.
Nobody's listening to it. They're all saying the same stuff. We had a call earlier about that. The Cubs should be spending like the Dodgers. So don't do it again, Tom.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The Players Union with Tony Clark has spoken out today in USA Today. I'll get to that in a minute. Scott Boras, the super agent, has spoken out. Ken Rosenthal has spoken out. And a lot of those things are leading back to the Cubs. Let me say just something up front here about this, and I've felt this for a long time. The finances of MLB are broken. They've been broken for a long time. Every other league, pro sports league, has a cap and a floor, salary cap and a floor. And I think if you thought about, in terms of parity and competition and fans across the country truly believing that their team might be able to win someday, every other league's in a better spot than baseball. Every other league. Like, the nature of baseball as a game is that teams that win are not the ones that always spend the most.
Right.
And certain franchises with low payrolls and incomes, like Tampa and Cleveland and Milwaukee, have figured out some ways to do it. But the league is filled with low-budget teams that don't even try.
Right. Well, and when they do try, Matt, to your point, it's maximum effort. It's not like these teams like Tampa Bay. It's like it's easy. Like that is
sure,
difficult.
But
difficult to pull off what they've pulled off.
But they've figured out and they do it. There are like 10 or 12 franchises that don't give a crap and don't even try. Like the Rockies are a ridiculous embarrassment. The Pittsburgh Pirates are a ridiculous embarrassment, both taking advantage of revenue sharing. You know, and just staying dumb and staying profitable. And to that point, the Athletics broke club records in the free agent market this offseason only because they were forced to raise their payroll as a revenue sharing recipient.
I was going to say, I bet that number's not particularly high that they went to relative.
But the union was going to file a grievance against the Oakland A's.
Yeah, that's
if you
gross.
Don't have a payroll of at least 150% of what you get in assistance to improve their performance.
Yeah.
And they didn't want a grievance, so they spent some money on a few players. 19 teams this offseason spent less than the A's. 19 teams spent less than the A's. And those teams, to me, are more of the problem than the aren't quite top-tier teams like San Francisco or the Cardinals or the Cubs. Just in my opinion, the Pirates are a bigger problem than the Cubs. The Rockies are a bigger problem than the Cardinals.
Because like, they won't spend the floor.
They're not even there. There is no floor.
Yeah.
Baseball doesn't have a floor. And there's loads of teams taking advantage of that. And the whole thing is freaking broken and has been for a long, long time. So that's precursor for where I come from on this, okay? But in reading Tony Clark today with Bob Nightingale in USA Today, he makes it clear which teams he's targeting. And Tom Ricketts and the Cubs are going to be the face of what the players' union goes after and what the super agents go after. Okay, Tony Clark, lots of quotes to Bob Nightingale about the state of baseball and all the spending. He says, quote, "I have a dream that starting the year, all 30 teams would be committed to be the last team standing." Okay, and he continues, "It's interesting that more questions aren't being asked of those teams. We're in a climate where there have been releases highlighting how well the industry is doing and that the revenues in the industry is growing. And yet we've got 2/3 of the league that seems to be sitting on its hands." Yeah, a lot of teams are sitting on its hands. This is me paraphrasing, okay? But then here is this quote from Tony Clark. "Hypothetically speaking, it's an interesting dynamic when a club says it doesn't have any money, but it's otherwise investing hundreds of millions in properties around the ballpark and then leveraging the value it creates for the club to take more money, to do more with that property, all while running a professional ball club. I always find it fascinating when clubs talk about their finances and do so against the backdrop of an industry that's growing as quickly as this one. That's an interesting dynamic." That's Tony Clark. Not calling out the Cubs, but certainly sub-tweeting the Cubs.
Hypothetically.
Right?
This team with all that money surrounding the ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get it. And you know, Tom Ricketts and the Cubs are going to be the target, the primary target. And if you've ever wondered if the players' union and the super agent Scott Boras are going to be on the same page with this, here's Boras. Tanny, where's this Boras from? Who is he talking to?
This is the Foul Territory Show with AJ. Yeah.
All right. So they're dealing with the potential work stoppage 2 years from now. And here's Scott Boras.
First of all, when we discuss CBAs, we have to talk about the business of baseball. We don't talk about labor only. We talk about in the NFL and the NBA and the NHL, they have hard caps. And guess what? They had lockouts of 136 days in the NFL, 161 days in the NBA, and in the NHL, 119 days. So we know that in the relationship with labor, hard cap or no cap, we still have labor relations to conduct. What are the principal problems in a CBA negotiation? They are always based upon, we have to understand that owners are talking about what we do, what they have. Well, what do they have? Revenue definition is a monster. And it's something where we have now all of the clubs wisely using the CBA and saying, how can I divert revenues? Real estate. A club has maybe, I bought the club for $500 million. I'm now worth $2.5 billion. I have $2 billion in equity that I can do what? I go out and borrow money. I invest in real estate near the ballpark, or I grow enterprises near the ballpark that generate revenues. I deduct the cost of the expense to the franchise and reduce my profits, saying that this is debt alone I have on the team. And in fact, they're using their equity to grow proximity-based wise business decision where they're making millions that aren't included in the revenue. So when we talk about revenue definition, we have a broad issue with how we define that.
We know where the money is, Ricketses. We see the money. That's what all these guys are saying. We see the money sitting right there all around the ballpark. Put that money back into the team. We see the money.
It is exactly the same talking points. And without mentioning the club by name. It's as if
hilarious.
This is the game plan for the next 2 years, and it's going to be a bad look for the Cubs to deal with.
Hold on, Spiegel. They are going to do. You were talking about how the NFL is going to do the work for us in terms of promoting the Bears and making them a big deal.
Yes.
It looks like the national guys are going to take care of the Cubs. Those people who are listening right now are like, say what Tom Ricketts hates, that the Cubs are cheap and that they should be like the Mets. Like, so.
Oh, you're so right.
Oh, yes.
You're so right.
So these guys are going to take care of that. So that it's pretty huge that names that big are taking those shots against the Cubs organization.
The game plan of the player's side is to make specific owners look really, really bad.
They're guilting the Cubs.
And they're not going to go after the Pirates of the world.
Yeah, we expect more from you, Cubs. Isn't that what it's like? We know where you're hiding the money,
yeah.
And we expect more from you, just like the fan base.
And,
base.
And let me say this, because the union and Scott Boras, Tony Clark and Scott Boras, they love that $3.2 billion was spent in free agency, right? But as Bob Nightingale writes today, eight teams accounted for 75% of the spending. So eight teams have done
the
spending.
Majority of the spending.
The union is okay. And this happens every time. The union is okay with the stars getting billions while the rank and file are left behind, while the middle class of baseball is kind of priced out. And the union's okay with the stars making the money, and they just want everybody to raise up to there. So it makes sense that they will target these teams between 170 and 210, like the Cubs and the Giants, I'm sure, are going to get it. And the Cardinals are going to get it. And all those teams that are actually at least spending a little something are going to be the ones that get hammered, while the Pirates just get to freaking drift around the world.
And then when they're good or they get hot, people will all compliment. Oh, look at this team and look what they've done.
Look at them. Look what they're doing.
Yeah, they're first place in May. Is this going to keep up? I don't know. There's a lot of challenges there in Pittsburgh.
That's why the whole thing is just it's just so broken to me. It's so gross and broken. But to your point about national folks doing like
our bidding.
Fomenting the rage. Is that the right word? Fomenting?
I liked it. Fomenting.
Can
anybody?
I get a ruling? I need a
fermenting.
Ruling.
Fermenting.
Is that like Ballard's? Or Bollards, or what you were talking
about
earlier.
Google foment for me. Foment. I think I'm
There's
right.
There's an office scene where Dwight says foment, and somebody says, "Hey, Dwight, define foment." And he says, "You define foment."
No, I got it right. Instigate or stir it up. That's what I meant. Yeah,
perfect.
Stirred it up.
Nice job,
me and Dwight.
You have fomented.
Yeah,
nice job.
Well, so yeah, there's a whole lot of fomenting going on.
Oh yeah,
there's a whole lot of fomenting going on, and it's not just going to be Boras and not going to be Tony Clark. It's going to be baseball scribes like Kenny Rosenthal, too.
This is fair?
Kenny Rosenthal.
Spiegel.
Yes.
Spiegel. Is it fair? Is it fair for... Because basically what's going on,
sure.
These voices are telling the Cubs how to run their business.
Mm-hmm.
Is it... I mean, do you agree? Should the Cubs be... Should there be more profits coming out of there to put back into the team?
I think they should open
or
the
players,
books.
I should be specific about that.
I think they should open the books and be as more transparent
really?
To let people know if there's actually money truly coming in from all that stuff around the ballpark that they're not using to put back in. They need to be more transparent.
So they haven't said if they're profiting off of that. I mean, I know I heard Tom Ricketts saying that they break their goal is to break even
as a team.
As a team, but that doesn't have to do with the outside stuff, does
no,
it?
The outside stuff is not open for everybody to look at.
Okay. They could be sprouting.
Or they could have partners that they're using there and they're paying off debt and dealing with their partners and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but it's certainly safe to assume that there's something going on there. But to your point about the national people fomenting, Kenny Rosenthal doing some fomenting right here.
Today, I want to build on a note that I had in my Sunday notes column, the one about the Cubs and how they whiffed on Alex Bregman. And I started the note by saying, or recalling, what Theo Epstein said when the Cubs traded for Aroldis Chapman during the 2016 season. Theo, who was trying to break a 108-year World Series title drought, said, if not now, when? Now, as I mentioned, the situation for the Cubs now is not as urgent as it was then, but Alex Bregman for them presented an opportunity, a pretty rare opportunity, at a moment in time when they should have been ready to strike. Now, why was Bregman such a rare opportunity? A couple of reasons. This is perhaps the only year the Cubs will have Kyle Tucker. At this point, you probably can say it is going to be the only year the Cubs are going to have Kyle Tucker because of the way that they've resisted spending long-term for the most part in recent years. So you've got 1 year of Kyle Tucker, at least one certain year of club control. You've had years in which you were financially disciplined, cutting the payroll, trying to put yourself in a position where when an opportunity like Bregman arose, you'd be ready to go. Well, what do the Cubs do? They made the fourth highest offer behind the Tigers, behind the Astros, behind the Red Sox. I'm talking about total guaranteed money. And obviously, they didn't get the player. So I was critical of them in this particular note, and I said, if not now, when? That's the question Theo asked. And Tom Ricketts, as owner, his answer lately seems to be never. And when you're charging the highest ticket prices in the game, or among the highest ticket prices, I should say, that's a problem. And that's a lack of commitment that, frankly, deserves to be called out.
That's Kenny Rosenthal.
Working for you.
Piling on.
Talk about the fans when I say you. Kenny Rosenthal working for you.
I think your take on this is right. You're seeing that's three voices. One, an agent for the players. One, the union boss of the players. And now an analyst, a baseball analyst who wants more teams in the mix and is not afraid to go after the Cubs.
I like that. Let me ask you this question.
Let me say one thing about Bregman real quick.
Yeah.
I really wanted them to go for Bregman. And I was the guy disappointed that they missed out on Bregman.
Sure.
And then there were a lot of people who were like, he's not worth it. He's not worth it. He's not worth that money. He's not, you know, the player. And I understand that too. Remember, I was like in this awkward space in between the other day when the Bregman news broke, because it's the kind of deal that you should be going for.
Yeah.
It's the kind of like Kenny's talking about. But are you supposed to sacrifice your baseball theories to do so? And Jed was trying, he went for it, but Bregman the player in decay, it's like there was a lot of smart baseball people and smart baseball fans who said that's too much money and yada yada. You have to spend stupid money, you know, and just like John Middleton said, you know, you gotta spend stupid money if you're really gonna go for it and try to win a World Series.
When Kyle Tucker comes back to Wrigley Field next year in a Cardinals uniform, will he get a standing ovation, do you think? Will he have played that well this year? Like, will he have 35 bombs in a Cubs uniform this year, 115 RBIs? Will that happen, and will he get a standing ovation? I don't know why I feel like it's headed. I mean, just hear Ken Rosenthal mention that at the very beginning, the Kyle Tucker, it doesn't feel like he's going to be, like, already is saying, Kyle Tucker, there's no way he's going to be, the way the Cubs are doing business, no way he's going to be here next year. It smells like the Cardinals.
God.
It smells like the Cardinals.
Kyle Tucker is a guy they should invest in. and sign long term.
He doesn't think they are, though. Is. And maybe he's just playing the cynical, this is what the Cubs do, so there's no way they're going to sign him. I mean, so that is interesting.
Do you think the anger is justified? I mean, I understand why these voices are doing it. Do you think it's justified to target these teams that are really close to spending what the top teams are, but not doing it.
Pirates and
yes,
yeah, that's a tough call.
I mean, as opposed to all these teams that are spending under 19 teams that spend less than the A's
and using the other teams,
14 teams that spent less than $45 million.
I had not had it put to me that way with the numbers that you have brought to light here. It's horrible.
22 of the 30 teams have lowered payroll this season. 22 out of 30 have lowered payroll.
So it's like we're in the Cubs bubble and we're pissed, but there's a lot of markets that are pissed off. Most markets are probably pissed off.
All these numbers are in the Nightingale piece.
That's amazing.
A 22 out of 30 have lowered payroll. It's like the problem is so pervasive with everything, but the union and the agent wants to foment with it. They want to send the fans with their fomenting skills. And it's good to have fomenting skills.
Oh, absolutely. The
talk show hosts need fomenting skills.
It's a really important part of the whole thing to foment. You have fomented well.
Sometimes. Shane, didn't you minor in fomenting in college?
Well, it was fomenting arts, performative fomenting arts. And yeah, with my classmate, Andy Richter.
Oh, yeah. Performative fomenting.
Arts,
absolutely.
Arts.
Excuse me.
A BA in arts.
Yeah, a BA in fomenting arts.
Was Andy Richter at the SNL special, Letterman?
Didn't see him.
No? Okay.
No.
I wasn't sure if
Conan was
Conan
there.
There?
Conan was there.
Of course he was. He was our damn writer. He was on, he did skits.
Yeah.
A few.
He did a few.
Yeah.
So do you think it's right that the Cubs and these other second tier teams are getting targeted?
No, probably not, but I like that they're getting targeted. I think that's the answer. You're right. It's probably not fair. And maybe it's not even fair for Tom Ricketts to be called cheap, but I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
That's understandable.
Yeah.
All right. It's 670 The Score. It's a Spiegel and Olm show. It's Spiegs and Mark Grody. The enemy might have been one that was inside the house. We'll get to that and hear Jed Hoyer on Justin Turner next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.